Welcome to the Sustaining Creativity Podcast. I'm your host, Mari Riesberg. Over the past several years, I've combined my degrees in acting and somatic psychology to share my sustaining creativity techniques with performers. And now I've decided to share it with a bigger audience that includes you. I believe we are all creative, and this podcast is all about that. I'll be interviewing people from all backgrounds, ages, and creativity experiences to share just how creative we all are. Today, I'll be chatting with Nicole Harriet Makula, entrepreneur extraordinaire, owner of Bring the Hoopla, and co-founder of Celebrate Shelton. Please enjoy Nicole Harriet Makula. Welcome to the Sustaining Creativity Podcast. Today, I am here with Nicole Harriet Makula. She is an entrepreneur extraordinaire, owner of Bring the Hoopla, and co-founder of Celebrate Shelton. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi. Hi, Mari. Thank you so much for having me today.
You are so welcome. And thank you so much for saying yes. I love it. We know each other many, many years. We went to college together, and it's been ages since we have actually seen each other. However, I'm super excited to chat with you about creativity. But before we get there, if you wouldn't mind just sharing a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I am here today coming at you with you. I'm from Seymour, Connecticut. I'll start again.
That's fine. Okay. Yeah. I'll ask you again. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
I would love to. So I am owner of Bring the Hoopla. Bring the Hoopla is an educational fitness company that provides high quality programming for grades pre-K through 8. And what makes us unique is we use our handmade and weighted hula hoops, trademarked as Hoopla Hoops, as the main tool for all programming. We're actually celebrating our 10-year anniversary all month long.
That's
something that I, you know, began with two other business owners 10 years ago. It's evolved, and we've organically grown the company now. And we're really proud of myself and our team of what we've created and looking forward to, you know, to continuing to build. I'm also co-founder of Celebrate Shelton. I grew up in Shelton, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And Celebrate Shelton is a private initiative that focuses on community arts engagement. Mm-hmm. So pre-COVID, our focus was to produce quality events that were accessible to all families, music lovers, foodies. And we've shifted and pivoted last year. We did move to a virtual platform for our big concert series. And this year we are taking safe and proper steps actually in heading back to an in-person 3-week concert series.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And congratulations on 10 years. That is huge.
Yay, thank you. It's been an awesome month. A lot of reflection. Mm. A lot of reflection, a lot of really happy moments that have been being replayed, you know, through our team, and we're really thankful and grateful. So it's been awesome.
I love it. And I can't wait to hear all of the creative experiences that you've had with Bring the Hoopla, and just because you are an absolute creative human in your own life and mama of three awesome little girls who I just love seeing all of them on social media and what you guys are up to. It's how I keep tabs on you.
Yeah. And you know what, on that, like, I think that's awesome. And I know I love seeing you too. And I think that's the beauty of like social media. Like, yeah, sometimes it's like, oh, are we sharing another thing? But I think it's like a beautiful thing to kind of share the things that you love for like the people that you don't always get to see.
Absolutely.
It's just a nice way to be like, hey, this is where I'm at. If you don't want to know, then continue scrolling.
Oh, true. Right. Scroll away. Absolutely. Yeah. Nice. Well, we are here today to chat about creativity. So I'm just going to dive right in and ask, what do you think? Not what do you think. What does it mean to you to be creative?
Oh, sometimes I battle myself with my own creativity. I feel that creativity changes form. I know that I am a creative person. I know that I am driven by creativity. And this question also, just even before I knew what this question was, sometimes I take time and think to myself, like, you know, in business or in creating events or in building programming or even being a mom and like being, you know, creative, even if it's with a simple art project, you know, I try to define what it is for my own self, you know, you know, like, what am I doing? But I think it's taking risks. I think it's ignoring any doubt that you may have and diving in to like what feels right. I'm also a true believer in my creative side. I think in all things, Mari, like if what I do, and this is true of me and all the things I do, I think I can go to say is like, if what I do, if it's all rooted in love and like, and in genuine motion and care, you know, then I run with it. And that's the way I've kind of like built our business. That's the way, you know, I kind of hold our team and build our morale. That's the way I am a mom, you know? So, you know, like, I think when things, like I said, when things are rooted in just an honest way and you can move forward in that. I also think it's like being creative. It doesn't always mean it will work, but it means that you're thinking.
So,
you know, it doesn't always have to go the way that you think, but I think that's actually the beauty of being creative. I think if you begin something and you take the steps forward to make it happen, I think it finds its own path and its own journey. And so sometimes it may not land, you know, the destination may not exactly be what you had started with, right? But it may be even better, you know, or it may be this didn't work out this time. And, you know, and just start again.
I love all of this. I mean, it sounds like there's so much, you know, you said taking risks and coming from that foundation of love, but so much trust and willing to be surprised by creativity. Also, it sounds like goes into a lot of what it means to you to be creative.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, right. I mean, as an adult woman, as someone who has, you know, in COVID, I turned 40. I fully embraced that. But truly, you know, aside, and usually, you know, I don't focus on age, but I do feel with age comes, you know, a wisdom, and we all know our strengths. And I would say that a strength of mine, and there's, you know, there's several things that I'm always working on and growing in life. Don't get me wrong.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. You know, growing, growth beings. That's what I teach my children. Like, we're always growing. You know, I think a strength of mine and something that I really hold close to me is trusting myself, trusting my decisions and being confident in who I am. So, you know, I always believe in putting my best foot forward in any situation, in any business venture, in any relationship, friendship, and just knowing that I am who I am and, you know, my creative side will lead me. And,
I love it. I think it, but that's so important, the to develop that trust for yourself. And I imagine there are times where you face creative challenges, and if you could speak to maybe some challenges that you faced and how you have creatively faced them or moved through them?
Oh, goodness. I mean, yeah, I think sometimes there's days of searching for inspiration.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a challenge in itself. I also think we hope for, you know, let's just say, I mean, I could have a plan for the week, you know what I mean? That there are barricades left and right, especially in this past year. Yeah. There are so many blockades. There are so many, there's so many additional hurdles to jump. It's like the only way I can like say it. Like, there's so many other ways to say that, but there's so many additional things to care for. This past year has certainly, you know, a challenge has also been, I am 100%, if my husband listens to this, I mean, he 100% would agree, I am a workaholic. So I am a creative being, but I am a workaholic, and I hold my role as being a mom so high and important. But I will say, it took me a global pandemic to say that. So a challenge for myself is to close my computer, to shut off that creative side. I love working. I love creating. I love building. I love beginning new relationships. I love not saying no. I love saying yes to everything and everyone. And this past year, the challenge was for me to say, hey, like, it's okay. Like, I could say no, and I could sit down and I could be with my children without checking my emails. Mm-hmm. I could put my phone away, and that email or that phone call can be answered tomorrow.
Yeah. Like, you're rechanneling that creativity to focus it elsewhere. It sounds like you're not like the creativity isn't disappearing. It's just being refocused.
Yeah, right. I mean, amen to that. I guess like, yeah, that's almost like an aha moment. Yeah. It's always a flood of creativity.
Right.
And that could be a challenge in itself as well.
Yeah.
I think for, you know, in this year, if, you know, I may say, like, I'm certainly an extrovert. So, you know, extroverts, you know, we want to be with people and create. And this past year was obviously challenging in that. And it felt so good to take a step back. And even in times of feeling frenetic energy and not knowing where to channel that creativity, I think I've really worked hard on those challenges, and hopefully, you know, maybe not have answered all of, you know, those questions, but have really taken a step, you know, in the right direction for knowing, you know, where to channel it and how to move forward.
And finding balance. Like, it is a balance with how we're channeling our creativity and our creative energy. And if it's all going into work or all going into family, that feels out of balance. And so finding that ebb and flow with creativity and how we give it space to surprise us.
Yeah. I wish I had you next to me at all times, because you speak all the words that I want to say. I just have so many other words in front of those words that I sometimes never get to them, but it is right. It is balance. And again, like, go back to the world of challenge. I would say then that is ultimately what it is, you know, it's a true balance. And it's, if it's not children, it's something else. It's
right. Work
and then other family. There are so, you know, our frontline workers, our caretakers right now in this world of just families. You know, you had mentioned just chatting, like, you know, some people, you know, half the world's been home and unemployed, and, you know, the other half has been, I mean, just hasn't seen a day off since March 12th hit last year, you know,
right. Or,
you know, right around there. So yeah, it's a balance for sure.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, when you think about early life for yourself, and I imagine maybe seeing it a little bit in your daughters, what is your earliest memory of being creative?
Oh, I was just like, being young, those are some clear moments. There's a lot of unclear moments in my childhood, you know? And my mom always says, oh, you never remember anything. But what I do remember is feeling I was like a star from like age three. We, in our first house, we had, I was Annie, which I never got to play that role, which is unfortunate. But I mean, I guess like I wasn't a child actor, so that doesn't make sense. But wish I could have. I was Annie. I was singing. Actually, I, you know, that saying like you wore out a record. I actually wore out the Annie record. We listened to vinyl all the time. And Annie was my favorite. And that is probably my earliest. I also, my mom had put me into dance, ballet and tap really young, 3 years old, Miss Lori's Dance Studio.
And hello.
Hello. And so I started dance really young. My mom always had given me an outlet for creativity and for performing. And that was something actually, you know, like how you and I met at the Hart School. I mean, my mom had always been supportive and kind of like my biggest fan in not trying to steer me away from it, but really allowing me to like live in it.
Yeah.
So I was really lucky for those opportunities. But yeah, basically being Annie, singing with a candlestick, putting on shows, telling my mom and my stepdad not to breathe until I could finish the song. You know, now looking back, that's so difficult to do. But yeah, and I do see that, especially in my older daughter. She is a performer.
Yes, I love it. You're kindred spirit to my little kid performing self, who thought she was a star as well. The biggest star ever. So I love it.
Yeah.
You've talked about this community that you have with Bring the Hoopla and Celebrate Shelton. And I'm really curious, how does your community impact or influence your creativity?
I would say my surrounding community is the sole reason for my success. I when I left New York City in 2011, I was lonely. I'm sure that's not, you know, that's not the only person in the world that has said that in New York City. I had so many people around me, but I wasn't grounded. And my one goal was to move back to Shelton to really build something from the ground up and to find the things that inspired me and that would drive me and just allow me to thrive. And so I actually say to myself, you know, and perhaps maybe I shouldn't put this title, this is totally self-titled, but I say I'm a community builder, because it is the most important thing to me to build relationships and then to sustain them and to make sure they, you know, are strengthened, is so important to me. And I mean that in every aspect. So that's to, you know, our team, to our customers for Bring the Hoopla, to our partner schools. And then with Celebrate Shelton, that's like everybody who comes to our events and supports us, and allows us to continue to create for them and believes in our mission. I mean, it's such a beautiful thing. I mean, what is more important than that? Again, you know, things have shifted, but our community, especially in Celebrate Shelton, they have believed in us to create an initiative which allows us to bring my favorite things in one place. That is live music, that's amazing food, and that's like handmade goods, you know, where, you know, and it's just a really beautiful community. And we're drawing from not only Shelton, but from, you know, surrounding towns and and I just think being a part of your own community, whether that's the community you were brought up in or the community that you find yourself in as an adult, I think it's so important to immerse yourself in your community, to give back to your community, because those are the people, those are the humans that are going to lift you up and raise you up in, you know, in tough times. And, yeah. and they've never let me down.
Mm, so, I love it. Yeah. Hearing you talk about these communities, I'm like, I want to be a part of those communities.
Yeah. And that's even just a note for anyone, like anywhere you are to get involved in, you know, a small local nonprofit in your area. Mm-hmm. You know, we have, or, you know, the local gardens like are coming up. Like people are looking for I have one plant in my entire house. And like, here I am, I'm like, I'll take on a community garden. You know, I'm like, are you kidding me? But you know, and it's like, and you don't have to give all of yourself.
Yeah.
Just the pieces that can allow you, you know, to extend, to learn something new and to, you know, meet some new folks.
I love it. I mean, it just sounds like community is such a cornerstone and a pillar for you in your life and how you keep going and creating. And because of this community, they inspire you to create new things and in turn give you that feedback of what you're creating is meaningful and important to them too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nice. Yeah. You said it beautifully. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
I love it. Wonderful. And I'm going to pivot just a little bit. We've been in this global pandemic for the past year, and we all have everyday issues that we come up against and navigate during the pandemic, before the pandemic. But what are some of the everyday issues that you have used creativity to solve?
Woo! Goodness. I mean, you know, because I am in a position that has been home, mm-hmm. Creativity, and my husband has been home. My husband is a full-time musician. And obviously the event and music industry has been hit so hard. And now that we're reemerging, you know, here comes the sun a little bit, you know, figuratively, and it really is. So yay. Yeah. You know, we definitely have had to use our creativity. I'll speak for, you know, myself in the sense of within 3 days, we were shut down. I was having my own inner personal attacks on myself of, wow, what does this mean for my family? Mm-hmm. What does this mean for my future? What does this mean for everything that I've built? And in literally 3 days, Mari, Bring the Hoopla pivoted. We got together for one team meeting, myself and at that time about 5 staff members, team mm-hmm. members, and we pivoted to like a fully virtual platform.
Oh my gosh.
We were providing free content on Facebook Live and YouTube. We were providing, it was called Happy Home Hoopla. So just to, you know, kind of create with the kids and to keep our bodies moving with hoops. We started doing free delivery through the full lockdown on all hoops anywhere in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. That was my husband. Big shout out to Ben. He was like all over. And we really did. We pivoted so hard. And our one goal, you know, I said our one goal is to stay connected to our audience and to our students mm-hmm. and to go back to our community. And I think with that, you know, with that pledge came the rest.
Nice.
We knew that's what our goal was and we did it. So it was a huge undertaking and it was well worth it because now we've built new partnerships and mm-hmm. we have connected with new schools and mm-hmm. It really has allowed us again. So today's our first day of in-person programming since October 31st.
Oh, wow.
So our team is out there doing in-person programming today. And I would say like, it has allowed us to really build our repertoire, our offerings, if I may, you know, virtual isn't going anywhere anytime
soon.
So we've done that. And that was a huge undertaking.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like the most, like the securest or the thing that had most security was to take a risk. and pivot.
Right? Like there was nothing to lose at that point.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm in my house. I'm not leaving for the foreseeable future, and I have a mortgage to pay, and we are both self-employed, and now is the time to dive in, mm-hmm. give all I got, and just like I said, we believe in what you do, continue to do your best, put your best foot forward. We have a really loyal team that shows up every day.
Nice.
That is really committed. And yeah, we put the work in, and I'm hoping that, yeah, it's something that we continue to build, you know, as you know, the days get brighter and, mm-hmm. and better days are ahead.
I love it. I love that. And so much creativity that is blossomed and exploded during this time.
Yeah, it really did, you know, and speaking of, and I'm sure, I mean, I know you're a music lover as well. I mean, like Ben, my husband, you know, his creativity was the, you know, all of a sudden, and not just my husband, thousands and thousands of musicians. It did not matter if you're a local musician, mm-hmm. a national touring artist, or like Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam.
Right.
Like they all found ways to stay connected through virtual platforms. And, mm-hmm. and so did my husband. And I think it was just like to have that connection with humans when they needed it most. Like, it's so funny. I was thinking just the other day, someone was saying how quickly we forget because we're social beings.
Yeah.
So even though moving into the new world, if you will, this quote unquote world is really reluctant and hesitant because there's a part of me that's like, oh, I loved being home. Like I worked from home. I did all my meetings on Zoom. I'm still doing them. Like, do I have to go see people again?
Right. Yeah.
And there was, but I think we naturally can move in that direction, mm-hmm. you know, so it's natural. And I think though, in those dark moments that we almost have like forgotten about already, it really was pretty dark and scary mm-hmm. when we first were in lockdown. And I think the creative beings in this world, all of us, if you will, we really, you know, we got to shine a light on a lot of things. So I'm so thankful for that. I think people that maybe wouldn't normally listen to music started listening to music.
Yeah.
I think people that normally wouldn't dive into art found a way to connect to art.
Mm-hmm. I know I was able to listen to your husband do his solo shows on Facebook Live when I wouldn't have been able to living in Colorado to a live show. And that was what a gift.
Yeah. So much. I got to see so many artists. My daughter got to take virtual, you know, art classes.
Mm-hmm.
So many of us got to dive in. So where I think, you know, we felt a loss.
Yeah.
We really, you know, if you were looking for it, you know, it was there.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I have one final question for you. And it's, what do you feel is your secret to creativity?
My secret to creativity, you know, this may sound so cliche and I don't care.
Say it. Own it.
I will own my cliched self. I would say my secret to creativity is being exactly who I am, is like loving myself for who I am, for all the things that we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly that. There's nothing more to it, right? I mean, success is defined by every person so differently.
Mm-hmm.
So I certainly don't measure my successes in ways that others do.
Yeah.
You know, my success is measured by, I get to have all the things that I want, and I have a home and a roof over my head and a healthy family.
Mm.
And, you know, and I am so happy and grateful to be in the body that I have been given. And, and, you know, given the roles that I have been given in life. And I would say really that, you know, it's no secret there. It's no secret, you know, and there is no magic potion for it, but mm-hmm. creativity can flow when one trusts themselves. And, yeah. and something that we discuss, we put themselves in a safe space, but more than putting themselves in a safe space, knowing that they are safe, mm-hmm. that, yeah, if they trust what they are putting out, and they know that it is shared with care for mm-hmm. their community and for the people that they are trying to connect with. Mm. That's what creativity is.
I love that. I love all of it. And it's so true. Knowing yourself, being able to say, this is who I am, and stand and be grounded in that and surround it with love. Cause so many people are still, you know, still on the journey of discovering who they are, and it's okay. It changes identity. Yes. You get to change and choose and yes. try things on. And
yes, it is, you know, and that's the thing. I think my foundation will always be the same. I always look back at who I've been since I was thinking I was Annie at 3, Mari. Mm-hmm. And like, I've always been the exact same person, like my foundation, my guts, if
yeah.
you will.
Yeah.
I've always been the same. I'm certainly not one that's, you know, a chameleon in the sense like you get what you get and you don't get that. You know, but with that also, I have so much room for growth. Yeah. I am learning every single day by fellow business owners, mm-hmm. And by mentors and by you in these moments, you mm-hmm. know, where, and everything is a learning experience for me. I am not a master, but I do know that, I am a good person, mm-hmm. and I know that I truly believe in the work that I do.
Yeah.
And I believe in, you know, truly spreading kindness, being good to one another, and connecting humans together to allow them to shine in whatever yeah. their paths may be. And with that said, that's the best I can do, you know, and listen to like some live music and enjoy
eat my some good food and
some good food. I cannot wait to go out to eat again and enjoy the dining experience. We have not done that.
Yeah. And it just also sounds like you have so much gratitude for who you are and who you are becoming and the things that you're learning and the people you're meeting. And that too is such a testament of knowing yourself as well.
Yeah. Amen, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
Thank you.
And if people want to learn more about the things you do, how can they get in touch with you?
Just call me. No. Really? Like that's what I would usually, just text me. We'll have a chat. I would say definitely visit bringthehoopla.com. Mm-hmm. We're on all social media platforms, at bringthehoopla. Mm-hmm. And also Celebrate Shelton. If, you know, we kind of, you know, we created this structure of wanting to kind of build upon something that had already been created through our chamber and our city. And we weren't looking to overtake that. We were looking to build upon it. And if anyone is interested in just like chatting about how they can get involved in their community, check out celebrateshelton.com. And my email is on there and nice. To definitely connect.
Wonderful. Well, all of that will be in the show notes. And it has been such a treasure to chat with you and reconnect. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. You are so, just so wonderful. You're just such a wonderful person. I am so happy that you reached out to me and your patient self got me on here. And I am so happy that we reconnected.
Yay. Me too. Thanks for listening to the Sustaining Creativity Podcast.
We'd love to keep in touch, so follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We are at Sustaining Creativity. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Tag your friends and family so they can listen too. We love to hear from you, so leave your reviews, comments, and questions. Check out our website, sustainingcreativity.com, for upcoming offerings and creativity coaching. Tune in Tuesdays for our next episode. And remember, with creativity, anything's possible.